The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, Rob Reiner's son, Nick Reiner, has been arrested after his parents were found dead. He's been held on a $4 million bail. For the latest, I'm joined now by Harriet Alexander, features writer for the Daily Mail, who is based in the US. And to look at the life of Rob Reiner and his work, I'm joined also by Deirdre Malumby, reviewer and senior content executive with entertainment.ie. To come to you first, Harriet, what do we know so far about the deaths of Rob Reiner and, in fact, his wife as well, Michelle Singer Reiner, and can you walk us through the timeline of events that led up to the arrest of Nick Reiner?
Yes, so police were called to the Reiner's family home in the Brentwood district of Los Angeles around 3:30 p.m. Yesterday on Sunday. That was after their daughter, Romy, she raised the alarm. Now, their son, Nick, was living with the family at the time. He's had quite a troubled existence, but he had moved back in with his parents in the past few weeks, we understand. The sister lived across the road with her family, with her children, and she is the one who alerted the police and said that she had found the bodies.
And where has he been held at the moment, and what have we heard from the police about that arrest?
Yeah, so police initially said that they were not hunting for anybody else in connection with the murders, which of course is code for we know who we believe did this. The daughter, Romy, has apparently been telling the police that they were concerned about her brother's behaviour. I mean, he has a long history of troubling behaviour. She is said to have described him, according to TMZ, as being dangerous. And we know that Nick is being held in Los Angeles County Jail.
All right. President Trump, we heard there in our bulletins, he made comments linking Reiner's death to Trump derangement syndrome, as he put it. How have political and public figures responded to that statement?
I think disgust is probably the easiest way to sum it up. Patrick Schwarzenegger, the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he described it as vile and disgusting. People are really angry that Trump can respond to the murder of two people allegedly by their son and say that it is a result of Trump derangement syndrome, that it was the fact that Rob Reiner was critical of Donald Trump and of some of his policies that led to his murder. So people are pretty angry about that and say that it's really uncalled for and inappropriate.
All right. Harriet Alexander, thank you for talking to us on The Hard Shoulder. Deirdre, it was only when I started looking into Rob Reiner's career that I was struck by all of the classic movies that I have adored in my life, that he is responsible for: The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, and one of my absolute favourite childhood movies, Stand By Me.
Yeah, he has a huge eclectic mix of credits there. And actually, I kind of took a sneak peek at his IMDb before coming on the show, and he had 30 directorial credits and 90 acting ones, if you can believe it. Because a lot of people forget that Rob Reiner was also quite prolific as an actor. He would have starred in The Bear quite recently. A lot of people loved him on New Girl. He, of course, rose to prominence for playing Meathead on the show All in the Family. So he was a great actor too, but I think that he'll always be associated with having that absolutely legendary 6-year run where he produced Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, and A Few Good Men.
Literally, Misery,
one after the other.
An absolute classic. And those are, you know, such varying genres covered there.
Absolutely.
In those movies, like rom-coms and then that dark thriller that is Misery. One of my favourite scenes from a movie ever is River Phoenix, the milk money scene where he breaks down crying in Stand By Me. It's just phenomenal. It gives me chills when I think about it now.
Oh, it's such a gorgeous movie. And it's proven like hugely influential when it comes to kind of those coming of age movies, like, you know, the likes of Stranger Things, you know, which is so huge on Netflix now. Like that would have drawn quite a bit from, you know, a movie like Stand By Me. So, yeah. And then The Princess Bride, a lot of people would credit that with being their, you know, favorite film of all time, like what that did for like the fantasy genre. When Harry Met Sally, still considered one of the best rom-coms of all time. And actually, just to tie it into like today's tragedy, Rob Reiner actually actually met Michelle Singer on the set of When Harry Met Sally. And initially, the ending of that movie was Harry and Sally weren't going to end up together. You know, it would have been a completely different movie. But after meeting Michelle, actually, he kind of, you know, believed in love again and ended up changing it to the ending that we absolutely, you know, love now with the New Year's Eve setting and all the tears and all of that. So it's quite extraordinary, you know.
How important was This Is Spinal Tap in completely, I suppose, redefining comedy and launching that mockumentary genre?
Oh, absolutely huge. And I mean, it's amazing when you go back at it and look at it and you're like, this was like someone's first movie. This was his feature directorial debut. It was a huge, huge film. And actually, his very last film was this year's Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Rob Reiner, all throughout his career, was always emphasizing he will not make any sequels. But I suppose Spinal Tap was just that special that he had to break just a little rule for it. I didn't get to see it myself, but I'd imagine that now, you know, in the wake of the tragic death of Rob Reiner, a lot of people will go back and revisit it, and with good reason, because I mean, Spinal Tap, it is just so, like you said, brilliant, iconic when it comes to the mockumentary genre, and just a lot of fun, that movie.
I mean, he did often adapt novels and stage material, Stand By Me, Misery, The Princess Bride, as you mentioned, A Few Good Men, of course. What made him, do you think, such an effective adapter of other people's work?
It's kind of hard to put your finger on like one thing, but I think that he just had such an adoration of film and TV. So when he was kind of like, you know, resourcing that kind of material, he was able to adapt it to the film medium just like really, really well, because he loved movies so much. And that love of film was really infectious. I think when you're actually like watching his work, you can feel that absolute adoration of cinema, and it was an infectious enthusiasm. And as well, like, you know, he did a number of cameos across his career in the likes of 30 Rock, The Simpsons and Hannah Montana, just to give a few. But it shows how immediately recognizable and synonymous he was with the film and TV industry, and that there was just an absolute love for him there.
Beyond his filmmaking, how did he influence public discourse through his activism, through his advocacy? You know, you can see how much he's riled somebody like Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was interesting. So actually, I only found out about this today, but Reiner and his wife Singer, they actually founded the I Am Your Child Foundation. And in 2004, they established Parents Action for Children, which was a nonprofit organization. It was really about emphasizing the importance of a child's early years and parental education. And, you know, as we were kind of talking about just earlier in the show there, you know, he made no kind of, you know, secret of his politics either. So I think that he was an influential figure, and people wanted to like listen to what he said because he commanded so much respect in the film and TV industry.
And we should point out that Michelle Singer Reiner has also had a pretty multifaceted journey as an actress, a photographer, well-established photographer, and a philanthropist in her own right.
Yeah. And actually, like Rob Reiner, his own father was Carl Reiner, who was hugely involved with the Dick Van Dyke Show. And then just, I think it was in 2023, then Rob Reiner was involved in like a kind of comeback special for Dick Van Dyke, who recently turned 100, which is absolutely amazing. So yeah, just so many. It's hard to get through all his credits really in one segment, but there you go. There's a huge number to draw from.
Huge. Very, very sad. We will bring you any updates on the death of Rob Reiner and his wife, and indeed that arrest of their son, if we get them here on The Hard Shoulder. Deirdre Malumbi, thank you for coming in to us in studio.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.